Bless the Lord. What an
Amen.
awesome God He is. He reigns today. He reigns in our lives. He reigns in everything that concerns us. And so tonight we are here in His presence to give Him glory, my God, to offer up sacrifice of praise.
Amen.
My
Amen.
God, are you here tonight to wash His feet with your tears?
Jesus,
And
my
to
God.
write with your hair,
My
my
God,
God. We bless
Hallelujah,
the
Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah. We worship
Yes,
the Lord
Lord.
tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank
Jesus,
you, Jesus.
you are worthy to
Hallelujah.
be praised. Glory.
Hallelujah. Bless the name
Hallelujah.
of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good
Praise
evening,
God.
brethren.
Good evening, Elder.
Bless the Lord, Elder.
Good
Bless the
evening,
Lord.
Elder.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Bless the
The word
Lord.
of God says, the word of God says how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to come together in unity. And tonight we are here united to call upon the name of Jesus. You know, we are here to feast upon His word. And I pray
Hallelujah.
that we are all hungry. Our appetites are open for the word of God. And we have that zeal and that
Praise God.
determination, you know, just to share in the word of God tonight. So we
Amen.
bless the Lord for another given opportunity that we can be refreshed, revitalized, revived, my God, when we come together as one. Praise God. And so at this time, Sister Lem will be leading us into a time of devotion. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Good night, brothers and sisters.
Good
night,
night,
Sister
Sister
Lem.
Bless the Lord, long time.
Indeed, God is a good God, and He's
Yes.
worthy to be praised. Despite of our situation, we should praise our way throughout, because He's a merciful God, and He hears and He answers prayer. Well, tonight, brothers and sisters, my theme is Jesus, the forgiving one.
My God.
Hallelujah.
When we think of the goodness of Jesus and how he forgives us of every sin, as long as we go to Him sincerely and
My
ask
God.
of Him, He will forgive us. And so, brothers and sisters, we must forgive. We
Amen.
must forgive.
Praise
And
God.
I have a few Bible verses here. Not just one passage of reading, but a few Bible verses. And my first Bible verse is from Psalms 86 and verse 5. Psalms 86 and verse 5. And it said, "For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee." So indeed, we must be ready to forgive. Because He is ready to forgive. You don't have to
Yes.
clean yourself up first. You can come to Him just as you are, tired,
Amen.
guilty, or broken. He will forgive us. He forgives us completely, not halfway.
My God.
What a God.
Not He will not say, "I will bring it up later." When He forgives, He removes completely. So when we sin
Amen.
And we sincerely ask forgiveness, God is there with us, and God is able to forgive us, because He is the forgiving one.
Yes, amen.
My next Bible verse is from 1 John 1 and verse 9. 1 John 1 and verse 9. And it says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive." No. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the God that we serve. He's a forgiving
Yes.
God. Sister
Amen.
Camille, could you play that song? Because if God is a forgiving God, and we must forgive. So we want to be like him. So we're going to ask God to give us a heart like his.
Hallelujah.
Please hear that song for me, Sister Camille. Come to my soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. You are worthy.
That knows give me
hallelujah
the grace to do thy will, heart and cleanse this soul. Come to my soul, blessed Jesus. Hear me, O Savior divine. Open the fire. Of tears, vain is this word, Lord. I now resign, Lord. Give me a heart like thine,
Lord, and hatch me to come to my soul.
To my soul, blessed Jesus.
Hear me, O Savior divine.
Hear me, O Savior.
Thank you.
Divine.
Open the fountain and cleanse me. Blessed Jesus.
Blessed Jesus.
Hear me, O Savior divine.
Hear me,
mighty God.
O Savior divine.
Open the fountain and cleanse me.
Open the fountain and cleanse me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus.
And when he gives us a heart like his, we must forgive our brothers and sisters. In Psalms 103, verse 12, it says, as far as the east is from the west, so far had he removed our transgressions from us.
My God.
And as he removed our transgressions for us, he does not leave it there.
My God.
He he restores. He restores after he forgive. Like in Psalms 51 verse 12, he doesn't just wipe slate clean. He gives back joy and renew a right spirit within us.
My God. Hallelujah.
Despite the sins, you're not too far gone. The forgiving one is still welcoming you
Hallelujah.
With open arms.
Jesus.
So let us be like Jesus. In situations, God, that touch us, let us think before we act. Let us wonder what will Jesus
Amen.
Do.
Jesus.
And he will tell us what to do. He will lead
Amen.
Us and carry us
yes.
to our situation.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Fight of the situation that we are
yes,
in.
Lord.
Let us trust God, mighty God. Let us just trust him. Leave everything in his hands, and he will tell us what to do.
My
God.
God
doesn't just forgive because he has to.
My
he
God.
He forgives because that's who he is.
Yes.
He doesn't hold grudges. He forgives so he can restore.
My
the forgiving
God.
One meets you in the mess, washes you, and called you his own.
My
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
What a mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Let us just
oh,
allow
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Jesus. Let us just allow him
yes, Lord.
To do what he has to do. And let us try to be like him. Let us try to be like Jesus. What would Jesus do in this situation? Would he move the cup or would he let it stay? And whatever Jesus would do, brothers and sisters, let us do just that and trust him.
Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful, merciful Savior,
Jesus.
Precious Redeemer and friend, who could have thought that a lamb could rescue, mighty God, the souls of men? Tonight, mighty God, as we are gathered here in this fashion, we
yes,
invite
Lord.
Your presence here, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Cleanse us, Lord, and purify us, God, that we may worship you and worship you in spirit and in truth.
My
Lord,
God.
You are the forgiving one.
Thank
And
you,
Father
Jesus.
God, our desire is to be like you. Help
yes.
us, my God, to be like you.
Yes.
Please bless each and every one that is present here on this platform tonight, mighty God.
Yes,
those that are found to join, Lord, hasten their steps,
Hallelujah.
Mighty
In the name
God.
Of Jesus.
And we pray that you will mingle with us throughout this
yes.
service. Be with us tonight, mighty
yes,
God.
Holy
And help
Spirit.
Us, Lord, to look to you.
Thank you,
In
Jesus.
everything we do, let our eyes be focused upon you, mighty God. Because you said in
you,
your word, we should look to the hills from whence cometh our help. And our
My
help
God.
Comes from you, Lord, who
Hallelujah.
Made heaven and earth. So be with us tonight, mighty God.
Yes,
Bless
Lord.
Us like never before.
Mm-hmm.
These and other mercies we ask in the mighty and exalted name of
Thank
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Jesus. Please forgive me. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Mighty God.
My sleep is gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
My heart is full of sorrow.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I
thank
can't
you, mighty God.
Believe how much I've let you down.
Thank you, Jesus.
I dread the pain that waits for me tomorrow, when the sun reveals my broken dreams scattered on the ground. Please forgive me, I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you, I'm at your mercy, and Lord, I will serve you until my dying day, and help others find the way at your mercy. But please forgive me. I can't believe that God of earth
and glory would even take the time to care for no sinner boy like me. But you know I read, oh, in the Bible, that old story, how it pled for mine and your forgiveness while he was dying on that old tree. Please forgive me, yes, Lord. I need your grace to make it through. Lord, all I have is you. I'm at your mercy. Lord, I will serve you. Yes, I will, my Lord, until my dying day. And help others find the way at your mercy. Yeah. How many is thankful for his forgiveness? Oh, yes. By his precious blood. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, please forgive me. Oh, I need your grace to make it through. Lord, all I have is you. I'm at your mercy. And Lord, I will serve you. Oh, yes, I will, Lord, until my dying day. And help others find the way at your mercy. Please forgive me.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Thank you,
my
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, God's goodness deserves all praise. So let us give him all the praise he deserves. And let us forgive just as how Jesus forgave us. I now turn over to Elder Edwards in care of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Sister Lem. Mighty God, Jesus, the forgiving one. Mighty God. What Jesus. An awesome God. The great forgiver.
My God.
Mighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And he does not only forgive us, as Sister Lem would have mentioned, he forgives us and calls us his own. Yes. He knows us by name. Amen. Mighty
Hallelujah.
God. He knows my name. Hallelujah.
My God.
Mighty God. Mighty he God. Plead for my forgiveness while dying on that tree.
Jesus.
What a great. Is he awesome in your life tonight?
Awesome. Amen. God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We give him all the
yes,
glory.
Amen.
Thank we give him Jesus. All the honor. We give him all the praise, mighty God. That's what he requires of us. And so tonight, we just exalt him. Hallelujah. The
Hallelujah.
Great forgiver, my God. And as the song said earlier, we ask him, we invite him, mighty God, come to our souls, blessed Jesus. Mighty God. Amen. Give us a heart. Like
that.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God bless you, Salem. Mighty God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. And so at this time, I just want to welcome each and every one of us to this our Thursday night meeting. Mighty God. Tonight we are here to dissect the word of God. And we are not only going to cut it up, we are going to feast on it, mighty God. And so we just ask the Lord just to give us clarity and just to be in the midst with us. So at this time, I'm just encouraging us, just release your mic and welcome the Holy Spirit. He inhabits our praise. Hallelujah. And so let us
just praise
him.
Hallelujah.
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 light of your glory.
The Lord on the sea, your name, O God, is worthy of all the praise. And the Lord be honored.
No light of the glory is
horrible. Hallelujah.
We lay our crowns and we worship you from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. And Lord, we cast ourselves at your feet and surrender to your Lordship. Great are you, Almighty God. Great is to be praised. Testimony of our God in the mountains of his holiness. Beautiful the situation. The God of the whole world in Mount Zion. The sign of the north, the city of a great king. Lord, we acknowledge you, Lord. We acknowledge you as sovereign. We acknowledge you as the waymaker, as the lift up of our heads, as the bishop of our souls. We bow before you, O King. We hail you. Hallelujah. We hail you, mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mighty God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus. Praise God. And so our sister, Kenesha, she will be leading us into a time of Bible study. I'm just going to ask Deacon Scott just to be praying for her. No. And then you will hear the voice of Sister Kenesha Brown after Deacon Scott. Praise
Amen.
God.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We give you thanks. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise, mighty God, for the lump
Jesus.
Of clay that you have placed before us tonight in the person of Sister Kenesha Brown.
Yes,
I pray,
Lord.
God, that your divine presence will rest upon this lump of clay and you will form her and you will mold her, mighty God, into the woman of valor that you'd have her to be tonight.
Right.
I pray that the words that will come from our mouth, mighty God, will be her standing as an oracle of you, mighty God. You'll speak through her. If you could use anything tonight,
Jesus.
Mighty God, you can use your human servant. Yes, mighty God, to bring your word, to prophesy. Oh, God, to
Jesus.
Drop a word in our spirit in
Jesus.
Season, that when we shall leave this place, mighty God, we will leave having a solution to our problems. Hallelujah. We pray, mighty God, that the word will come forth with higher with anointing, mighty God, and
Jesus.
That you will refresh your daughter as she present even now in Jesus' mighty name and for your glory. We pray, God, that we will be receivers of your word, not only receivers, but doers of your words, mighty God, as it come forth to challenge us tonight, as we tell you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, praise God.
Hallelujah,
praise God.
Amen, 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 hallelujah. To God be all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Good evening, everyone. Good evening,
evening
prophetess.
Good evening.
All our leaders and everyone. It is indeed an honor and a privilege to be able to come and be, you know, to share, to rock Bible, as we would say in Jamaica. To rock Bible, right? The Word of God. And so I would like for us to have, you know, a real Bible session, very interactive Bible session as we go through. I do have a topic, and I got this topic this morning because I've been seeking the Lord as to, you know, just to help and share, reveal to me in the times that I had what it is that he wants us to gather from the book of Acts, Acts chapter 6. And so our theme is be prepared. Be prepared. We ought to be prepared. And I'm just going to go ahead and quickly read from the King James Version, Acts chapter 6. And it says, in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring among the Grecians. Now we know Grecians are persons, Greece, from Greek, against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multiple of the disciple, called a multitude of the disciples, sorry, unto them and said, "Is it not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables? Wherefore, brethren, look ye among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business, this particular task," right? "But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. So they chose their seven men. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the, sorry, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines and Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia and of Asia, disputing with Stephen. So they were opposing him. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Then they suborned men, which said, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes and came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council and set up false witnesses, which said, "This man ceased not to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the customs which Moses delivered us." And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. And there ended a reading of a portion of God's holy word. We honor it by saying thanks be to God. And
Amen.
so, in reading this word, there are several aspects of it that stood out to me. I'm going to try to break it down as quickly as I can so that we'll get it. Several things that stood out to me. One is that when they multiplied, and we know multiplication means to increase in a great number. So instead of you adding 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2, you say 2 times 4 and you get 8. So it shortens it. When they multiplied, that's when the murmuring started to take place. So when it was just 1 or 2, there was no issue. When it was 3 and 4, when it was just the 12, there was no big issue. But as they started to increase and multiply and gained followers of Jesus Christ, there came the murmurings. And they were like, okay, you're not taking care of the widows. And we know in scripture that the Lord has given us, commissioned us. We should care for the widows, we should care for the orphans. And so, using wisdom, the apostle said, okay, we are going to delegate. Let's utilize the same wisdom that was given to Moses by his father-in-law. And let us delegate men, find men that would be able to, and it is not just ordinary men or just a brother Tom or brother John. Right? It has to be men that are filled with the Holy Spirit, so displaying the fruits of the Spirit. It had to be men that were honest, some men of integrity. Why? Because they're going to be among widows, right? So it makes sense. You need men that will be able to uphold the standards of righteous men around these women that would be vulnerable, in need, right? And needing the care. So you want men that are holy, filled with the Holy Ghost. Men that had wisdom to appoint over that business, men that were honest, men of honest reports, of persons would are able to testify that honesty. When we look on a report, when you get a report at school, it is a testament of the work that you did. It is, it showcases, it shows or the state that you're in, let's say, because you may do an exam and because of nervousness, you feel, you know, you don't get that such a good grade. But it is a testament to the life that you live. So they said persons of good report. So it must be that people can attest that these persons are honest men, that they're truly honest men, righteous men, living the life that you are teaching us through Jesus Christ. And so they appointed them. And among those that were appointed, we know the seven that they had appointed, right? But one young man stood out among the group of the seven. One young man stood out. And even before we get there, so they murmured. And the 12 appointed these men, and it was left for them to judge. And not only that, and this, it, one of the things, another, one of the points that stood out to me is the honor that we should give to our elders. If it weren't for the apostles, they would not have been anointed. They anointed these seven men. They were not just appointed. They were not just just sought after based on their... And another thing that I'm thinking of, they were not sought after based on their qualifications. The apostles did not say, seek out a doctor, seek out a lawyer, seek out a teacher, seek out an Indian chief. What they said were, we needed people of noble character. That was their qualification. People of noble character, persons that were living and displaying the fruit of the Spirit of Almighty God, the fruit of the Spirit that is described, the fruit of the Spirit that is stated in our 10 commandments. So it wasn't of their experiences or expertise. These persons who would, because then trusting these men, being led of the Holy Spirit, if a doctor is needed, they will be able to source that one. Right? If a lawyer is needed, they will be able to judge. They will be able to stand in the capacity because God is our healer, he's our judge, he's our lawyer, he's our vindicator, he's all of the above. So the wisdom would be granted unto them to be able to properly judge. And so they were appointed, the seven were appointed, right? They were set before the apostles. And the apostles laid hands on them. The elders, the apostles, those in charge were able to lay hands on them. And in the laying on of hands, because remember, what qualified them? They had to be wise. They had to be filled with the Holy Ghost. They had to be people that were living righteously because they had to be honest. Persons had to attest of their honesty. And even then, with the laying on of hands, the word of God says, what happened to them? The word of God increased. They increased in boldness. They increased in wisdom. They increased in knowledge through the laying on of hands from the apostles. That increase in anointing was passed unto them. So that they could go out, so that they, and what happened after that? Additional multiplication took place, if there is such a term. But
Amen.
Yes, because
Amen.
It said that again, that they multiplied greatly. Not only did they multiply, but it was a great multiplication that took place. And what we see happen again after the multiplication, right? Persons, even the priests were obedient to the faith. So persons who normally would not have been obedient, because evidently they were not obedient for the Bible to speak of them now being obedient to the faith. As priests, they weren't obedient to the teachings of Jesus Christ. Yes, they were obedient to the laws of Moses and the cultural acts and the sacrifices and all of these things that they would have normally done. But here now, they became obedient. Obedient to the faith. So persons who were blinded by cultural beliefs and stuck up in the ways that they were in the Old Testament were now seeing the light And they were now being obedient to the faith of Jesus Christ. We don't no longer need to shed blood. We don't longer need to do an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth. We don't longer need and so forth. All of the different laws that in terms of that was set by Moses, not saying that they were not recognized, not saying that they would not obey and live peaceably, right? But the cultural acts, the shedding of blood and all of that stuff, they no longer needed to do because our Lord and Savior already came and saved us. Amen. And the Bible specifically points out to one person, and that is our dear brother Stephen. And it says that Stephen, full of faith, here's the difference. They were all anointed. They all had wisdom. All anointed. All had wisdom,
amen,
filled with the Holy Ghost. Mm. But the difference was that Brother Stephen was full of faith and power. Stephen was not denying the works of God at all. He had the faith to move. And when we look at, when we think about this type of faith that Stephen had, it said that he did great. He didn't just do wonders. He didn't just do wonders and miracles. It said great wonders and miracles were done through the life of Stephen.
Amen.
Was done through the preaching, through the ministry of Stephen. So Stephen stuck out like a sore thumb, as we would say. He was not hiding. He was not afraid. He lived the truth of who Jesus Christ was. He had that revelation of who Jesus Christ was, and he took hold of it, and he ran with it, and he ran his race. And so he was doing these miracles among the people and doing great wonders. So here we go again. Multiplication, the increase in miracles, the increase in wonders, and then they arose against him. They rose up against Stephen. And many a times we read these scriptures and we would think to ourselves and say, you know, if these things were being done in our, I can't imagine people lining up or dropping themselves on the ground to, in the event that the shadow of a man might pass and heal them. That happened with Peter. People would fall on the ground, lay themselves in the wave. It's 12 o'clock and they know he's going to pass. And they align themselves to fall in the event that if his shadow passes, they might be healed. And I think to myself,
amen,
and I said, Lord, where are we in this modern day? You said that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I hear so many of us as Christians, as believers of Christ, saying that, oh no, nobody shadow naga heal nobody, but the devil is a liar, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And when we see the increase,
amen,
in faith, because what is faith? How do we get faith? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. Yes, the latter will be greater than the former. So it won't even be a shadow. It won't even be a shadow. It will be the fact that you're standing a building because of the level of faith that you have. And when the presence of Almighty God comes down in that building, every demon of sickness, of
Hallelujah.
Mental illness, diabetes,
oh,
cancer,
geez.
They have to leave.
Amen.
They have
My
to
God.
Leave.
My
every
God.
Oppressive demon, every demon where stagnant with bank account, they have to leave. They cannot
Amen.
Stay
yes,
because they
thank
can't
you,
stay
Jesus.
In the
Amen.
Presence of Almighty
Amen.
God.
Yes.
And so what we can relate to that is in Stephen's life, Stephen walked with the presence of God. Stephen walked with the presence of God. It said great. And I always pay attention to when the Bible utilizes certain descriptive words, because then emphasis is placed on it. It said he did great wonders and miracles amongst the people. Remember, we're talking about the book of Acts when Moses was carrying out the children of Israel out of through Exodus, carrying them out, right? Through the wilderness. They were being led through the wilderness. Yes, we have the faith. It needs to activate.
Amen,
Do we
amen.
have the faith? It needs to activate the power. Great question. Great question, Prophetess. Great question, Sister Camille. That is it. The power is already within us because what? He said that he is going, but he's leaving with us our comforter. Jesus Christ said that we. What he do, we will do greater works, the same and greater shall we do. So it is having the faith
Yes,
to
amen.
activate that power that is within us. Isaiah, Elijah was man of like passions, right? Ezekiel was a man of like passion. John, Peter, when we look at these men of God, there's so much faults that they had, so much things we can look back on their lives and say,
Oh,
man, we have to
Jesus.
try to avoid these and try not to do these things, right?
Yes.
And we're not perfect, we fall in it, but we also need to develop that drive and desire
Amen.
and determination to be all of who God has called us to be. It is
Yes.
clearer than day that we're in the last days.
My God.
If you can number, I think we're now at 11 or 12, 7 points plus or 7 plus magnitude earthquakes that has hit
Oh,
nations. The
my
last one
God.
was Wednesday. Nepal had an earthquake which led into a landslide, which led into a flood. So three disasters in one selfsame time, one selfsame hour, even less than an hour when you
My
look at
God.
it. They're at the earthquake looking on, wondering, oh my gosh, what's happening? Then they hear the rumbling, here comes the landslide.
Jesus.
Then here comes the flooding. People didn't even have the opportunity to escape, people of God. And so we have to develop that faith like Stephen. We have to be prepared, set ourselves at a place to be prepared to be used of God to go through the process. Many a times we talk about it. Many a times going through the process, going through the hard times, the rough times, things that God is carrying us through, and it just does not make sense. It don't make any sense to us. But then when we get to that place, just stay loyal, stay fervent, set your face like flint, and decide that it doesn't matter. Comes what may, I will
Hallelujah.
wait on the Lord because his
Yes.
promises are sure. And at the
Yes.
end of the day, though, when he slay me, yet will I trust him. I may not understand or see what is happening or understand his plan, but I will trust his hand because he is navigating and moving us into our purpose. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And
Amen.
so
Amen. Amen.
Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Yes, and I was sharing that, yes, we're living in the last days and evermore, because in the book of Matthew, where Jesus Christ spoke of the things that we would see, he said that we would see earthquakes in diverse places. We will hear of wars and rumors of wars. And all of this is just being so compact. It's just happening in one space. I remember when I realized when 2020 kicked in and COVID happened, and I was listening to teachings and realized that the Bible spoke of COVID. The Bible did it described it. I'll try to find the scripture so that we can speak on that. The Bible told us about, God told us that COVID was going to happen, that there will be people that would not be able to move. We would not be able we our movements would be restricted, and all of these things that is so in line and in alignment with COVID. And when that happened, and I said to myself, Mighty God, we are more in the last days than we ever were. They would say that if that we have said it so many times that the coming of our Lord and Savior is near, and it is nearer and nearer and draws nearer by the hour. Amen. So we look at Stephen, and they captured Stephen, right? They arose certain of the synagogue. It never says certain of the marketplace. It never says certain. I'm a father. It did not say certain of the marketplace. It did not say certain of the among the whoremongers. It did not say among the, it said among the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the libertines or the Cyrenians. So persons from Cyrene. It said the synagogue, saints of God. And yes, I live by We must test the spirit. I live by that. I live by it because
Amen.
if we
Amen.
don't test the spirit, that is how deception will come in. If somebody is telling and preaching like Paul
Amen.
and prophesying, and the prophecies are true, but they're not living a holy life, I don't know who prophesying through you. You
My
have the
God.
gift, but you're not being guided by the Holy Spirit of God. Yes, you
Amen.
have the knowledge and you know, because Satan and him demons them, they watch us. They see what we do. They know the desires of our hearts. They have heard prophecies that have been proclaimed over our lives already. So they will come with the confirmation. But what kind of life are you living? So yes, I live by that. But I am seeing this growing thing where persons that are moving in miracles, signs, and wonders, that even the very persons in the ministry tear them down. The very persons in ministry, those who have lived lukewarm, those who are not on fire for God, those who don't live the sacrificial life that Almighty God requires us to live, are quick to tear them down. But I want to encourage us tonight to be prepared. Be prepared. I don't believe that we're going to come here Thursday after Thursday, eating the bread, getting this food, getting this nourishment, being encouraged, being motivated, every day getting scriptures, devotions to motivate us that we are going to eat the bread of sorrow. I don't believe that. There has to be change. There is a hunger, which is why we are here every Thursday, which is why we respond to our devotions, which is why we listen to those voice notes, which is why we join in fasting and prayer, because there is a hunger for God. And those who hunger will be fed. And those who thirst, right, for righteousness, their thirst will be quenched. So there's the expectation that the Spirit of God will be poured out upon us, His people, because we're setting up ourselves to receive from God. Amen. And so they rose up and they spake against him.
Amen.
And where the Bible said that
Amen.
they suborned, that means they sought for people to speak lies against Stephen, whether they paid them, whether they bribed them, whether they used fear tactics to drive them to come to be false witness against him. That is what they did. They sought out men that would come and speak evil against Stephen because of the fear of the works that he was doing, because people's lives were being changed. And of course, these are persons that are under the influence of Lucifer, under the influence of Satan, under the influence of demonic entities. And so they went. Can you imagine? You think about it, saints of God. And this is why we must be prepared. When we think about Stephen and the heart that Stephen possessed, it is second to none. And I don't want to jump the gun. I don't want to jump the gun. I never had somebody hit me with a stone anywhere on my body. I cannot think of a time when nobody fling a stone and hit me, or I get a burst head or anything like that. I burst my forehead, but it was because I had climbed on a truck, not a moving truck. It was parked in the yard because we lived in a garage. And I climbed on because my brothers climbed over and they were swimming. And I can't swim and I don't want to drown. And then my mother come kill me again, right? So I climbed, I was on the outside. That's the fear I live with my mother. If I die, if I go in that thing and I drown, she's gonna just come kill me again. So I didn't want that to happen. So I was on the side swinging on the side of that water truck because it was parked in the yard. It broke down or something and they were fixing it. And one of the metals swung loose and I fell backwards. And that loose metal fell and hit me in my forehead. And so I was burst. And for weeks, I stood in front of my dresser mirror, and I cried. I cried every day. I would cry. I said, "Look at my face. My face is so damaged." And when I think of Stephen and the heart that he possessed, I said, "Lord, Help me. Help me out, Lord Jesus. Help me out. And so Stephen was there. And it's the same thing that was done to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He raised the dead. He healed the sick. He allowed the lame to walk. He showed us that the God who came down in fire on Mount Sinai, and even when God said to Moses, Moses, tell them to come around the mountain, the end of the mountain, and stay there. And when they saw the power of God, when they saw his holiness, when they, and that was just a depiction of the Lord, when he used the cloud and fire and the lightnings and everything, because of course the elements had to line up with his awesomeness. And so that was what was depicted out of his presence. They cried and said, Moses, nope. It is your fight. We're not doing this. You're going to have to go and represent us. You know his presence. You know what it's like to be in his presence. You have survived being in the presence of Almighty God. We don't think we're going to be able to survive it. And so the apostles now had that experience fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit of God came upon them and they were anointed with fire and tongues and speaking in tongues and praying in tongues. And so they left with that power and they were able to go out and share that. They were able to now do what Jesus Christ said would be done. They were living their truth. They were living what true disciples, the way true disciples should live, true disciples of Jesus Christ, the way we should be living, the way I should be living, right? They were living that. Miracles, signs, and wonders followed them.
Amen.
And here you are praying for people, delivering people. Night after night you pray. Night after night you intercede, you counsel, you hug. You give, you bless, you share, you motivate, you dive into the scriptures, you sacrifice and spend that time with the Lord God Almighty. When they're out,
yes,
on dinner,
Jesus,
dates and they're out, you spend that time, because now we're looking at it from the modern standpoint. You stay away from that concert, you stay away from that dinner date, and you lock away in your closet and you seek the face of Almighty God so that you're able to be a blessing to these people, because this is the heart you have. And the same people are the ones that turn now against you, and they go seek out liars, because these persons are professional liars. That's what they were, professional liars, who would come and make up the stories that Stephen was speaking blasphemous words. He wasn't. He was declaring the words of Jesus Christ, which is the fulfillment, the New Testament being the fulfillment of the Old Testament. Prophecies that were spoken of in the Old Testament are now manifesting in the New Testament. Things that were discussed and shared for our knowledge, and all of these things, the word of God from the Old is now being manifested and coming to life in the New Testament. And so they sought to speak blasphemous things about him. And look at it. They brought him, they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council. So they utilize the office of the elders. They utilize the office, they manipulated the people, because we know unity is strength. And when we see a people that is joined together, a people that stands, things happen, right? Things get done. That things get done when you have a set of people,
yes,
that stand together and they stand, mm-hmm, united. Things get done.
Amen.
And so they utilize the strength of the people and,
yes,
the elders.
Amen. Amen.
And brought him before the council. And they had the false witness, and everybody come and they share what they had to share. This man sees not to speak blasphemous words against the holy place and the law. And they always run back when we notice, when it comes to persecuting the church, and persecuting those who truly walk in the light of Jesus Christ. It's always running back to cultural acts. This is what they're doing wrong. They're affecting our communities. They're changing our people. I can imagine in Jamaica, Christians being prosecuted because the dance halls are now empty, right? I desire, and I know we're going to get to that place. The dance halls are empty. The rum bars are empty. Red stripe of a lockdown because nobody not buying no beer. Nobody not interested in buying alcoholic beverages because persons have now come to the truth and knowledge of who Jesus Christ is and are running steadfast. They have gotten delivered from these things, these strongholds. They have experienced Jesus Christ through introduction, or personally, and so they no longer desire those sinful things. I can imagine the host of what they call it, some face. I can imagine these dancehall artists that have influence, right? And how they would use that now against that Christian man or woman, that disciple of Jesus Christ, and say, no, they're not for the people, they're against the people, and try to find things and ways to bring about the demise or to stop or to hinder the people. And so they set up false witnesses against him. And they tell him, this is what we have heard him say, that it's Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we know the name Jesus Christ of Nazareth was such an irritable name. It still is an irritable name to those who walk in darkness and to those that uphold or live that life, the life of witchcraft, that just live that evil life, because the demons that operate them, or the demons that oppress them and those that possess them, are totally against it. So we know that the name Jesus Christ, if you want to see one demon raise up, just stand up in a bus and say, Jesus Christ is Lord.
My God.
And you rake up ants' nests. That's all you have to say. Jesus Christ is Lord.
So true.
Go in the streets. Jesus Christ. Oh, wait a minute. My God, nice. What is wrong with these people? Move from here, sir. Da da da, nobody know why here. And if you call out Selassie, it's not a problem. If you talk about Muslim and killing people, it's not a problem. If you talk about Buddha, not a problem. If you understand, never an issue. But the moment you declare Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and
Amen.
That he is the Lord, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, it is
because
an issue.
Because he's the truth. Amen.
Amen. He is the truth. Yeah. He is the truth and the only way. And the life.
Amen.
And so they try to use the laws of, so they keep going back to the laws of Moses. They keep, it's like when I think of persons, what they use to brainwash suicide bombers is the sacrifice. When the Lord said to Abraham, take Isaac and you're going to go and sacrifice him, and they only use that portion. They never utilize it to showcase the level of obedience that Abraham. It not take one. It's not a joke obedient what that Abraham did. I have two sons, and I sit and I say, God, I could have never been married. I said, God, you never do the better thing. I had to be born in Jamaica because I could have not been. I could have not been married, though. If I had the responsibility, he would have given us the grace to walk that walk. It wasn't no joke obedient walk. This is an old man. He was not young. He was not in his prime. He did not have the thought to say, there is a possibility for me to get another son. He is old, and so is his wife, the woman who God said would bring forth this child. They are old people. My grandmother died when she was 96. An old woman. I couldn't imagine my grandmother bullshit pregnant. How much pregnant? I wish for getting pregnant. They were old people, right? They were elders. They weren't living in the days of Methuselah, that lived 969 years or something. They weren't living in those days. They were in the days where if you live past 70, if you live past a certain age, it is the Lord gracing you to live past that age. They were old, they were considered old people, right? And so for the Lord to say to him, hey, you're going to sacrifice this son because I want to see if I bless you. And some of us, God bless us with the car, God bless us with the house, God bless us with the money, God bless us with the job, God bless us with so many things, and say, hey, can you sacrifice that? I have somebody I want you to bless. I have somebody, and we can't let go off of the old metal. We cannot let go. God, I cannot go back to taking the bus. God, I cannot go back to taking the taxi. Father, I got to ride which bicycle again? No, Lord, right? But he was asked to sacrifice the promise that him don't have a clue how he was going to get this promise. However, what he could confidently stand on is that if God said that my seed will be innumerable, like I cannot count stars and I cannot count sand grain, that my seed will be innumerable. And if he gave life to my reproductive organ and to Sarah's reproductive organ, he can do it again. And that is the God we serve. And so, amen. Moses made that sacrifice, and they take that only that part of it. You know, there's so much that you can dissect from that one passage of scripture, and they take just that part and they manipulate and brainwash our people, brainwash them, and cause them to kill themselves and kill others. My God. And so back to Acts 6. And so it is so important that we, as I said, judge this. Try the spirit. The Bible instructs us to do it. The word of God says, because of lack of knowledge, his people perish. My people perish because they lack knowledge. And knowledge is provided to us through the Bible. We need faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And for us to get faith, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If we're not in the word, if we're not hearing the word, if we're not reading the word, if we're not fasting from food and heeding to the word of God, we cannot operate, because we will not have faith. And if you don't have faith, if you don't please somebody, that person doesn't want to be around you. Think about your husbands, think about your wives, think about your family members. If you are not, think about your boss. If you don't do the job properly to please your boss, don't want to see you Monday morning, you give me stress. I hire you to run the books and to do these things, and you're not doing it properly. I have to keep going over it. I'm going to fire you because you're not doing what pleases me, which is doing Amen. The job that you were hired to do. So if we don't please God, which is having faith, then he's not going to be around us. And if he's not around us, what kind of wonders and miracles are we going to see coming from us or through us? We won't see any. And so Stephen, and this part is the part that gets me every time. The word of God says, and all, not some, not a few, not just the believers, not just the disciples, not just those that were against Stephen. It says, all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. They could see by his countenance, they could see by his appearance that this was an innocent man. This was an innocent man. When you use the, when we as humans, as people, we use angel to describe anyone, you think of beauty. You think of peace. This person is somebody that is a peaceful person. You think of it. Everything, every thought that comes to you is a pleasant thought. Is a pleasant thought. Stephen had a pleasant countenance, and they could see that he was an innocent man. And they drew him there to falsely accuse him and to bring about his demise. When we look and we see what is happening in Nigeria, our brothers and sisters are being martyred, murdered, disfigured because they declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, because they stand for Jesus Christ. We are in those days, and though it's not going to be everybody's portion, it wasn't everybody's portion, right? Stephen, everybody had their different way of when you think of the apostles, they had their different way of martyrdom. And there were persons who lived on. There were persons that were not martyred. They continued their race. They died peacefully, right? So not everybody faces or has the same walk. However, persecution comes to us all because if they did not accept Jesus, they didn't love Jesus, they are not going to love us who follow him. They're not going to love us who speak of him and speak of his truth and his word and his way. And so we ought to be prepared, not in fear, but prepared in power. Stephen walked in power. He did not operate in fear. He walked in power and authority. If he did not have power and authority when he was elected amongst the seven, there would not have been multiplication that came, because we sow the seed with water. It is the Lord God Almighty that does the increase. And because they were in accordance, they were synchronized with the will and way of God, their increase came in the form of not addition, but multiplication.
Amen.
Multiplication is how their increase came in terms of those who followed. And those who followed did not follow just for the mere sake of following Jesus Christ, but they got a true transformation. They got a true conviction. They were truly delivered, truly renewed, because it was done by God through these disciples. And so, my brothers and sisters, through the book of Acts, Acts 6, when I read the book of Acts, I pray against the spirit of fear, because when you read it, you say, but Jesus, Lord, I don't even know. You can't even show me if what my end might be, if it's going to be anything like this, right? But what it does, it is our roadmap to build our confidence in that though these things happen, we know the God that we serve. We know that at the end of the day, it will be counted unto us as righteousness. Abraham's obedience was counted to him as righteousness.
Yes,
and again,
amen.
I don't want to jump the gun, but we knew what happened when Stephen faced his martyrdom. The death of Stephen is not even, I know I spoke about the stones, but it's not even the death. It is the revelation that came through that experience that he had. It was the revelation that came through the experience that he had. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Seeing him standing. He wasn't sitting. He was standing. He was standing. And even then, Stephen still had that heart of mercy towards them that were slaying him. Because he understood where they were operating from. And where he was operating from. He knew where he was operating from. He knew that he was already victorious. He knew that it wasn't a lost battle or a lost cause.
Amen.
He knew that because
Amen.
He stood for Jesus Christ and the truth of who Jesus Christ is, and the revelation of who Jesus Christ is, that he had the gate of glory swung open. And standing ovation was his reception. It wasn't just, okay, angel, go and meet Stephen. Nope. It wasn't, all right, Michael, you had a big man, and you had a man for that. Go and meet. No, it was Jesus Christ himself who stood and welcomed him home because of the revelation and stance that he knew that he had. And so we ought to be prepared. Prepared in terms of our identity in Christ Jesus and who we are. Prepared to not walk
Amen.
In fear. God has given us scripture on fear each day. If you go through the Bible, you have 365 scriptures that tells us not to be afraid. Don't fear their faces. Don't fear what they will do to you. Don't fear the one that kills the body but cannot kill the soul. Be not afraid of evildoers. Do all of these things, all of it, the Lord shares with us that we are not to be afraid. So I encourage us, I implore us, as we have read, and I'm going to give, I think I have the ability, I can give, we have a few minutes. Persons, the time to share, because I know Prophetess Camille had shared that for us to read the book of Acts, Acts chapter 6 specifically, so that we could come prepared. Is there anything that you read and discovered that you wanted to share or want us to go through? If so, you can raise your hands or unmute and go right ahead and we'll discuss. If there is anyone, if not, I'll pray and we can.
We should not neglect the ministry that we that is set upon us. Like,
amen.
He says it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables.
Right. But
in general, just not don't neglect it. Just, you know, push through, work, study, and speak to God. Try to learn where he wants you to go, because each of us has our own distinct purposes in his Amen. Story. So that's what I get from it.
Amen. And I agree. And that's a very wise word to bring about, Brother Vinton, because of truth. They could not Amen. Leave the presence of God to care for the widows. And that's the reason why they said we now have to delegate, because we must, as the elders, we must, as the leaders, be the example in staying in the presence of Almighty God to maintain the anointing, to maintain the power, to maintain the authority.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, because they couldn't leave and say, okay, everybody come. We're going to all be Marthas and we're going to take care of the widows, right? And no Mary to stay at the feet of Jesus. No. Couldn't happen. And so they delegated. And even so, in the delegation, as we can see, Stephen did not, as he pointed out, Brother Vinton, Stephen did not ignore his relationship with God, because if he had, he wouldn't be able to walk in the power that he walked in. Yeah.
Amen. Yes.
Anyone else? I thought I heard someone after.
Amen. I don't think it was me, but I wanted to share verse 15 when, you know, Stephen's character was attacked, when his reputation rather was attacked. And it just brings us to the place where we are as believers. We will come up against opposition. It's a given, you know, and oftentimes our reputation might be attacked, especially if the Lord is using us in a mighty way, like he was using Stephen, you know, to make that impact and to bring that increase. We have to understand that, you know, and be comfortable with the fact that we are going to come up against opposition, and this opposition is going to try to attack our reputation. Because when we stand for God and when we speak the truth and when we give the truth at all times, you know, the enemy is going to try to discredit that truth. And so we will come under attack. But once we remain in God, you know, our character is going to speak for itself. We don't have to stand and defend ourselves. We don't have to speak. We don't leave it. You know, we walk in that obedience. Amen. And we do what God has inspired us to do. And we sit back, we hold our peace, and we allow God to take care of the rest. You know, so as believers, it is going to happen. And if it's not happening to you, to us as believers yet, it's either coming or just finish happening, or, you know, we're on training ground where it's about to happen, you know, at one place or another, it will. So it's for us to just keep our eyes on Jesus. And it's so very easy for us to be distracted, to be pulled into what is being said, to become upset, to become puffed up, to be yes. offended by these things. Even when we know they are not true.
Yes.
The enemy, you know, he attack us with offense, you know.
But I've learned, and I'm still learning, and I'm still praying for my heart
Yes.
to be at that place where my focus is on Jesus. And so, regardless of what is being said, regardless of whatever the attacks are that come, I keep my eyes on Jesus, knowing that I don't have control over what is said. But what I have control over is my reaction, because there are some things that are just set to provoke a certain reaction out of you. And I remember
Yes.
earlier this year, I was driving to work, and the word I heard from the Lord was rage bait, rage bait. I'm not even sure. I never heard that word before when I heard it in the spirit, rage bait. And I learned that the enemy provokes us as
Oh,
believers
yes.
to provoke. He does things that he knows triggers us. He pushes us where it hurts to get a certain reaction from us.
Yes,
And
it's a
so,
popular
in
word.
order for us to grow and to not give him the satisfaction of, rage baiting us into doing things that we regret, and then him hold guilt against us and keep us against God. All of it is just it's a strategy, right?
Yes.
But we have to grow and, keep our eyes on Jesus, so that we're not focused on the very thing that was set out there as a bait for us. Now, when you have a catch fish and you put out the bait to catch the fish, that's what he does to some of us sometimes. And sometimes we fall for it, or sometimes I fall
Yes.
for it too,
Amen.
But like I said earlier, I'm trusting God. I'm praying that he will deliver me from that stage. And just the fact that that our eyes are open to it. Sometimes that's all the deliverance that we need. We just realize,
Amen.
just to be able to pick it up. Because when we know that this is what the enemy is trying to accomplish, we know, devil, we're not give you the satisfaction in Jesus' name.
Knowledge is
And so
power.
it teaches us to hold our peace. So like Stephen, we're going to be provoked. We're going to be spoken against. We're going to be attacked. But we continue to look to the Lord God Almighty, to keep our eyes set on him, to be consistent in what we do, knowing that we're doing it unto the Lord God Almighty, to be consistent in our character, because at the end of the day, our character is going to, afford us more. Hallelujah. So when we go into heaven, we'll receive that standing ovation. You will receive, persons, the angels and everybody coming to receive us. We'll receive crown and our stars when we're able to endure. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I
Amen.
love.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I love that point, Sister Camille. When you were talking, prophetess, I what came to me was because I've never been able to tolerate well people lying on me. If it's a lie and I know the truth, I leave it because I've learned. And what the Lord does to encourage me is I always end up hearing that same person say, this is true. I discovered that this is true. Yes, he was favored of God because of his faith in Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. I'm going to read that, Sister Joy said. And I likewise, prophetess, I continue to pray and say, Lord, because it is not about lying about the situation or it is getting false information against you as a person. And I know many of us, myself included at this moment, my face would not look angelic at all. I would be overwhelmed with emotions. I would either be crying or my face would be screwing because I'm like, these people really, and every lie that is spoken, I would have an expression for that lie. I would have an expression, sorry about that. I would have an expression for that. Like, really? You see me? You heard that from me? I would have had an expression, but not Stephen. They said his face was like the face of an angel. He was just there innocent and he wasn't saying anything. He wasn't defending anything. Whatever they wanted to say, it's fine by him because he knew, again, his identity. He knew who he was in Christ and he knew for whom he was serving and doing these marvelous works for. And Sister Joyce says Stephen was favored by God because of his obedience and faith in Christ Jesus. So we
Yes,
should also be
amen.
walking in our calling so we do not become distracted by the enemy. Yes, and it's true, rage bait. Sometimes I'm here and I practice. I practice because I have two boys, right? And I'm home alone with my son and I work from home. So it's just trying to maneuver and everything, and they're boys, and boys will be boys. So what I will say to my son, go for this, and he'll go, I don't see it, I don't see it, and it's right there. I can sit here and I'm looking right at it. What I said to him, for. And I instead of getting upset at him or anything, I said, just open your big, beautiful eyes that the Lord has given you. I'm practicing to get perfect. If it's even a little sarcastic, and Lord help me. I said, open the big, beautiful eyes that the Lord has given you and go look for it, right? Or I'll see them do something and I'd speak to them and I said, Lord, the reward of my womb, Lord Jesus, I thank you for them. I thank you for transforming these boys into whom you have called them to be. And so I find that whether it's offense for real or always trying to come against the character of people of God, always trying to speak against who we are in God. When we look at the life of Job, that's exactly what he did. Because no one would have believed that an upstanding man of God could be facing such trials, right? And the devil attacked not
Amen.
only his possessions, but also his reputation, his character, but the Lord restored it. And that's the same. He's the same. He has not changed. He will never change. He's the same God. He cannot lie. There's nothing impossible with God except lying. Lying is an impossible. I don't even think God know have lie in my vocabulary. If he might, yes. And I'm sure the Lord God Almighty has a very vast vocabulary, and lie is not in it because he doesn't, him don't know how to do that. And so with that, we can definitely trust him and trust in him to be who he says he is and do what he says that he will do.
He is our God of truth.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And so when the multiplication starts, saints of God, when it starts increasing anointing and power and signs and wonders, be prepared. Be prepared, not anticipating in fear, but standing in love, standing in compassion, standing in your identity, knowing that though the trials come, it will pass. Though this testing comes, it will pass. And it is just the opportunity for another stone, another gemstone, another diamond, another onyx, whichever gemstone is your favorite. That's the for that to be on your crown of glory. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
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 Bless the Lord. My takeaway, Sister Kenesha, is verse 8. And it says, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. You know, a lot of time we say we want to be used by God. And we ask him to use us as an oracle of his, you know. And we want to be an extraordinary servant for him. But where is our faith? My God, where is our
Amen.
faith? I would have seen
Amen.
where Sister Camille would have put in the chat earlier, said, do we have the faith to activate the power?
Wow.
You know, we need faith. We need faith. And as you mentioned earlier, you said faith will lead us into greatness. My God, because Stephen, because of his faith, he was able to perform wonders and miracles, the word says, among the people. So tonight, I'm just asking us to pray for more faith. You know,
Amen.
faith cometh by
Amen.
hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So let us live our faith. You know, a lot of times we may say, Elijah, for example, called down fire. And it came from heaven. Why can't we do it now? You know, We have to have faith. We have to have that firm belief that Jesus can do what he says he can. You know, so tonight I just want to encourage us. I am encouraged. I am encouraged, and I just want us to encourage us to live our faith. The second takeaway, second issue, is I am excited, you know, for the continuation of the story of Stephen, the life of Stephen. You know, because, for example, tonight we see where, for me, whenever I hear about Stephen, whenever I read about Stephen, I am taken to Jesus, you know, when he went to that cross. And what pops out tonight is the false witnesses that are risen up against him, you know. So I am excited to just go through all of that and to compare it with Jesus's journey to the cross. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Elder Edwards. Me too. I am very excited. And of a truth, the life of Stephen is indeed a depiction of, well, of all the followers of Jesus Christ, our lives. Once we follow, the closer we walk with him, the closer we follow him, the more we depict his life, the more we depict his truth. You know, and it does remind you of the cross, because it's the same thing that happened to Jesus. And Stephen never drawn a sword and cut off nobody's ears, not throwing any words on Brother Peter, because we know Brother Peter, Brother Peter come back strong and say, listen, you have to crucify me upside down, not my Lord and Savior, right? But he is and that is so true. It's our reaction. So when we look at road rage, the devil uses that for us, those who drive, and you'll see people do things and you're like, how that even come into your mind to do that on the road? That it doesn't make any sense at all, right? And based on your reaction, I remember my pastor, when I used to attend Baptist church, and my pastor came on Sunday and he preached on character. And he said the reason why he's preaching on character, because an incident happened to him. He was driving and for some reason he wasn't paying attention, and he I don't know, made a mistake and something in the road. And he said that the female drove him down and started to undress him. All the linen that that he was wearing, she started to undress him with words. And when he looked, he saw that it was one of his members of the church. And so he came and he spoke about it. He spoke about our characters that day. And he said, when she saw that it was him, she was surprised, and she was, oh, forgive me, forgive me. And he was like, yes, but because things will happen. That is the world that we're living. And the less ammunition we give the devil, the better it is for us. He's going to come, but he's going to continue to come and realize that he's just a little annoyance to us. And we're not falling for his tricks. We are aware that this is what he's doing. This is not the character of Christ. And we refuse to walk in that way. And so as he comes with his isms and schism and the little foxes that gnaw at the vine, and all these things to try to make us react in a negative way. Because as Christians, no other set of people gets watched like us. People watch we now? I don't know if you realize. As Christians, I don't know no other set of people that gets monitored like Christians. No other set of people don't get monitored like Christians. No, people tell you about things that you don't even realize that you do. People will tell you.
Yeah,
I saw Brother Everton go down by the ice cream shop. Brother Everton not even realize it, because God rest upon him heart and said, buy ice cream and give to that sister. And him just buy the ice cream, and Brother Everton got about his business. And you hear everybody talk about Brother Everton buy the ice cream. Deacon Scott was like, what? When was this? Because they don't even realize.
Yeah. Because
they're just doing it out of the people watch us. They say, watch it like hawk. People watch we like hawk as Christy. The moment you say, you know, I'm going to turn over my life to God. Oh, the monitoring starts. People watch us like hawk. So when we are able to keep our composure And don't be fazed by what they're going to say when we keep our composure. Watch here. She knows that she's right because I know that she's right. Why is she not defending herself? She's a walkover. Nope. We know that vengeance is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. So we're standing on that word. Vengeance belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
And he
Yes.
will vindicate us. And so, saints of God, we shall be prepared. I too am excited, Elder Edwards, to hear what more we will discuss and divulge and just consume from the life of our dear brother Stephen. And with that, I'm going to go ahead. I don't think I have anyone else who would want to share. I'm going to go ahead and close in prayer and hand over. Well, not close, pray and hand over back to Elder Edwards. So let us pray. Most righteous Heavenly Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your food, this bread of life that you have granted unto us, our daily bread, Lord God Almighty,
yes,
to
Lord.
Strengthen us. And so, Lord, I pray that we will not leave tonight with this word, but we will go in and dive even deeper, Almighty God, because your word is life. And if we know anything about life, life changes, things evolve, Almighty God. When we look at life, life transforms, Almighty God. So there's so much depth in you, Almighty God, and in your word, that there's so much that we can take, so many takeaways, so much things to learn, Almighty God, through the life of this young man servant Stephen. And I pray, Abba Father, even as Elder Edwards has stated, and so many of us in agreement that we will have increased faith, we will have increased knowledge, which will bring increased faith, which will allow us, Lord God Almighty, to display
Hallelujah.
You, Lord God Almighty, to the world, to display your signs and wonders,
oh,
because
Jesus.
We know it
Yes,
will not be
Lord.
Of us, but it will manifest because of your spirit that is within us, upon us, and operating through us, Lord Jesus. I pray, Abba Father, that we will be encouraged tonight, that we will look on and not look on in sorrow with the things that are happening in this world, but look on in hope, look on in joy,
yes,
look
Lord.
On, Almighty God, with the expectation of the return of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to reign, to take, Almighty God, his throne, and to reign, Almighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. I pray, thank you. Cover us, Lord God. Keep, guide, and protect us. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My God. What a mouthful. Hallelujah. I'm
Amen.
Still feasting,
Amen.
Mighty God.
Praise
Indeed.
God.
Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord has been with us. Bless the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Kenisha, as you encourage us tonight from the word of God. I pray that even as we eat, you know, we will be like the goats, and cut and swallow some so we can regurgitate on the word of God and really chew on it. Because in these times, indeed, we need the word of God to survive. So I bless the Lord for you, and I pray that he will continue to pour his anointing upon you, impart his knowledge and his wisdom upon you, mighty God, so that you can pour
Thank you, Jesus.
Into the hearts of people. We bless the Lord, saints of God, and we thank God that indeed we are privileged to share his word among each other. Praise
Yeah.
the Lord.
Amen.
And so
God.
I'm going to open the floor now, just in case you wanted to share or you wanted to say something and you did not get an opportunity to, I invite you to go ahead and share.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Do we have anything from any of the leaders that you want to share? If not, I'm going to ask Sister Camille just to play the first section of the song, Please Forgive Me. And then our sister Shanique will lead us into prayer.
My sleep is gone, my heart is full of sorrow. I can't believe how much I've let you down. I dread the pain that waits for me tomorrow. When the sun reveals my broken dreams scattered on the ground, please forgive me. I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you. I'm at your mercy. Lord, I will serve you until my dying day, and help others find the way at your mercy. But please forgive.
Bless the Lord. Go ahead, Sister Shanique.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, mighty God, for this evening. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege, mighty God, of gathering together in your presence tonight, mighty God. Thank you, Father God, for the prayers that went forth tonight, mighty God, for every word that was spoken, divine God, every scripture that was read, and every moment of fellowship through song, mighty God, and praise and worship. We thank you, Holy God. Oh, mighty God, we do not take it for granted, mighty God, that you continue to meet with us on a Thursday night, mighty God, and to speak through us, mighty God, your word, divine God. We thank you, mighty God. We praise your name, mighty God. We glorify your name tonight, mighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We lift up, mighty God, our sister Lynn before you right now, mighty God. We thank you for using her, mighty God, to lead us through devotion tonight,
yes,
mighty God.
Lord.
I pray, divine God, that you will
Hallelujah.
Pour back into her everything she had poured out tonight, mighty God.
Amen.
Strengthen her, mighty God. Refresh her, divine God, and continue
Hallelujah.
To increase her wisdom, mighty God, and our spiritual authority through you, divine God. Father God, we place our sister Kenesha before you,
yes.
mighty God.
Yes, Lord.
For using her, mighty God, to lead us, mighty God, through your word, mighty God, Acts chapter 6 tonight, mighty God. Bless her preparation, divine
yes,
God, her
Lord.
Obedience, mighty God, and her willingness, mighty God, to divide your word, mighty God, to bring it to your people. Mighty God, continue to give her deeper revelation, mighty God, and understanding of your scriptures, mighty God. Mighty God, continue
yes,
to anoint
Lord.
Her,
yes.
mighty God, and continue to grow her, mighty God, to teach your word, mighty God, and to present your word, mighty God, in such an understanding fashion, mighty God. Heavenly Father, as we were encouraged tonight, mighty God, to try your spirit, divine God, let us not perish because of lack of knowledge. Mighty God, give us a spiritual appetite, mighty God, to feast on your word, mighty God, divine God, let our faith be pleasing to you, divine God. That we may see the full manifolds of your blessing, divine God. May we testify, divine God, of your miracles around us, mighty God. Let us not be afraid, divine God, to speak your word, mighty God, to speak your truth, divine God. Lord Jesus, we were thought about increase tonight, mighty God, through multiplication, divine God. I pray, Lord God, that you will multiply the leaders of this ministry, mighty God, the servants of this ministry, mighty God, multiply the impact of this ministry,
yes,
mighty God,
Lord.
Grow this
Hallelujah.
Ministry, mighty God. So that it can
Hallelujah.
Bring, mighty God, glory and honor back to your kingdom. Mighty God, may we be like Stephen tonight, divine God,
yes,
a
Lord.
People who stand in faith, mighty God, who is not afraid, mighty God, of the power and authority that you have invested in us, mighty God. So, divine God, give us courage to stand in your truth tonight, mighty God, even when opposition come upon us.
Yes,
Mighty
Lord.
God, may our lives demonstrate your truth, divine God. And as we leave tonight, mighty God, seal your words in our hearts, mighty God. May we apply your word to our lives, mighty God. May we walk with your word through us daily, mighty God. Let your word be evidence in our life, mighty God, of spiritual growth. Increase, mighty God, in our lives, divine God. Cover every person represented on the platform tonight, mighty God. Protect us as we go, divine God. Divine God, let your will grant us another day, divine God. Renew your strength within us, mighty God. Give us greater
Hallelujah.
Determination, mighty God, to live for
Amen.
you.
In the
And
name
we
of
give you
Jesus.
all the glory, mighty God, all the honor and all the praise, mighty God. And we consider it done tonight, mighty God, in the
In the
mighty
name
and
of
matchless
Jesus.
name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you
Hallelujah.
thanks, mighty God. We
Hallelujah.
give you glory, mighty God. We give you
Thank
honor.
you,
And we say
Jesus.
amen in Jesus'
Amen.
name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Amen and
Jesus.
amen.
Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen,
Amen. Thank
Lord.
you, Father.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We stand in
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory to God.
Holy, 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 holy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Father.
To the name of Jesus. And so we ask the Lord to bless his words unto our hearts and help us to glorify his name. Hallelujah. At this time, I just want to use this opportunity to extend an invitation to anyone among us tonight who has not yet made that conscious decision, you know, to serve the Lord, to walk in the footstep of Jesus. This is the day of salvation. Right now is the acceptable time. If you're here and you want to publicly declare Jesus as Lord, I just give you this opportunity to just release your mic and publicly say, or you can raise your hand. If you are shy and you're not in that position that you want to do it publicly, then I encourage you to speak to someone who you know is walking in the precepts of Jesus, and we will walk along this path with you. So if you're here and you want to publicly do so, I just give you this opportunity now in Jesus' name. Praise God. We continue to pray for the unsaved, and our commission, sense of God, is to seek souls for the kingdom of God. So we continue to be disciples for Jesus. Stephen was one of them who stand out by example, you know, and we have that opportunity to be a disciple of Christ. So let us continue to spread the good news of salvation. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone here who want to give a testimony? If you are here and you want to do so, go ahead.
Amen. To God be the glory. Great things he has done, is doing, and will continue to do. I must
Amen.
Testify of the goodness
Praise
of
God.
Jesus. You know, going through just back to school and some financial what should I say? God said, I'm not going to say what I feel like saying. I'm going to say what the Lord said. The Lord said that he is rearranging my finances. I have not yet understood what it means, but I am trusting him that whatever it is being done well. And so I was home and I had pondered, you know, back to school coming. Well, back to school is up on us, not coming up. It's up on us now. And when I checked out the cost for book lists and things that I need to get done, and now it's not only one child I have going to school. I'm interested in getting the my other son started in school and stuff like that. And I just thought about it and I said, well, God, I know you'll provide for me. And one of my brothers in Christ reached out to me and prayed for me. But he not only prayed for me, he blessed me financially. And it so encouraged me. And that morning I said, God, you are a true God. And it's not because you are providing for me why you are true, but it's because you use signs and wonders to confirm your words. When you speak a word over us, it's not only because as we would say that him trying not to have a smell bad breath. It is not like that with our Lord and Savior, right? It's not just speaking in vain, but when he prophesies to us and speaks over our lives and he gives us promises, it is to, he does so, he confirms his word with signs and wonders following. And it's not only in the arm of provision, but anything that he has spoken over our life, that you should prophesy, that you will minister, that you will preach, that you will evangelize, that you will increase in prayer, whatever it is, he will do so with signs and wonders following. So I just wanted to share that testimony. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God indeed is a great provider. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to the name of Jesus. Let me say thank you to Sister Lem for that lovely devotion. Indeed, it has blessed our heart. Thank you, Sister Shanique.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. And Sister Kenisha, a big thank you.
Amen.
For allowing yourself to be used by the Lord and to be led by him and led into the word of God. We bless the Lord, saints. And we bless the Lord for his presence that has been with us tonight. Praise God. And so at this time, I'm going to hand over to Sister Camille. She will come to us with the announcement.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. We bless the holy name of Praise Jesus God. Christ of Nazareth. I greet you well tonight, people of God. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. A
bless
wonderful honor and a
bless the Lord. Amen.
Praise God. It is, as usual, to be in the presence of the Lord God Almighty. I heard Sister Shanique pray and she said, God, we don't take it for granted that you chose to meet us here every Thursday. You know, and it really spoke to me because I don't know how many of us have been. But, you know, getting into the presence of the Lord is a wonderful opportunity and a blessing. And so the fact that he chooses to meet with us on a Thursday night at 8, we exalt his name and we want to continue, you know, to meet him here.
Amen.
And he continues to show up, hallelujah, and manifest his power. I want to add my bit of thank you to Sister Lem and to Sister Kenisha, you know, for making tonight a wonderful night. I feel full of the word. I feel fed, hallelujah, from the devotion right back to the Bible study. I just sat there and I said, Lord, thank you, because there's evidence that there's growth happening within the ministry. There's growth. To God be the glory. You're growing, Sister Lem. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're growing, Sister Kenisha. Praise God. And so we exalt God for what he is doing. God. And guess what? The best is yet to come. Praise God. And so we just continue to pray for each other. And we continue to say, yes, you know, to be willing to take on the task. Sometimes it challenges us, you know. It stretches us and takes us out of our comfort zone. But that's a good thing. That's how we're going to grow. And that's how we're going to learn. Amen. And so when you're asked to do anything, say yes, man. I'll let you know, sure. Say yes. Because the God of heaven who gives us your name is the same God that is going to equip you. Amen.
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 Praise God. So thank you so much, sisters, for accepting the invite to, you know, play the different roles that you play tonight. And we bless the Lord for you. I want to invite you back out on Saturday night at 8 p.m. when we join with our partnership ministry, Faith Defender Bible Study Group, who will host our Bible study. It's always fulfilling, feasting on the word of God. Amen. And so join us at 8 p.m. If you haven't been joining, you have been missing out. So come on out, man. Put it in your phone. Set the alarm and let us come and fellowship together. Hallelujah. As we feast on the word of God at 8 p.m. and we use the same link that you used to join tonight. Just click on that link and it will take you right there as Faith Defender Bible Study Ministry will lead us into the word of God. If you are missing, if you missed a section of tonight, or if you just want to go back over tonight's service, praise God, you may find it on www.prayerportaltoheaven.com and it will be updated in Jesus' mighty name. So you can go on that website and find tonight's service along with other services that we've had in previous weeks. The Lord bless you tonight, people of God. Thank you so much for making it Prayer Portal Ministries. Let us continue to operate, hallelujah, in the power of the Lord. How does scripture go? And the power of his might. Praise the strength of the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. We continue to rest in the God of our salvation as he continues to strengthen us for the task that is assigned to us. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. I hand over back to Elder for the benediction.
Praise God.
In
Thank
Jesus'
you, Sister
name. God bless you.
Did anybody come with a praise and you don't want to leave the platform with it? Just release your mic and just release that praise. Hallelujah.
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 Amen. The name bless of the Jesus. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. Bless
Glory
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to
God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Amen. Lord.
Praise Glory. God. Praise God.
Glory to the name of Jesus. Deacon, can you send us off with the benediction, please?
Amen. Praise. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord God of our salvation, lift up the light of his holy countenance upon us all and give us peace and keep us in this free spirit of redemption from this day forward and forevermore. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Walk good, people
amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thank you for joining. Greet someone as you exit.